I'm Claire Buchanan. Democratic state lawmakers are pushing to make permanent many of the voting options Illinois piloted for the 2020 general election due to the pandemic. The Illinois House last week approved a bill that would allow voters to use ballot drop boxes and vote from their cars at polling places in all future elections. The proposal's chief sponsor is Edwardsville Representative Katie Stewart. She says extending these options will encourage voter participation during a time when other states are disenfranchising voters.
It allows election authorities to continue to use secure, locked, tamper-proof drop boxes, subject to rules set by the state board, like daily ballot collection. It does not make them mandatory.
Critics say the proposal lacks election security standards and would improperly use federal election funds. If signed by Governor J.B. Pritzker in the coming weeks, ballot drop boxes could be used for the April 6th municipal election, though early voting has already begun. In other news, anti-Asian hate appears to have worsened during the pandemic. Christine Herman has a look at how it's playing out in one area of Illinois.
David Chi leads the University of Illinois' Asian American Cultural Center. He says the rise in hate incidents against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders is taking a toll on the AAPI community locally, leading to feelings of anger, frustration, and despair.
And we as Asian Americans never know when it might happen to us the next time that we go out to the grocery store or walk around on campus.
A recent study finds anti-Asian hate crimes reported to police in major U.S. cities rose 150% last year, even as overall hate crimes dropped 7%. And a Pew Research study from last summer found 4 in 10 Americans say it's become more common for people to express racist views towards Asians since the pandemic began. I'm Christine Herman.
It's going to be easier for students to apply to multiple state universities this fall. 3 schools currently use the Common Application, letting students apply to those colleges at once. In August, all 12 Illinois state universities will be using the National Common Application for admissions. Legislation in the Illinois House aims to get quick information to students suffering from mental health issues. The bill requires schools that issue student ID cards for grades 7 through 12 to include information about available suicide hotlines. I'm Claire Buchanan.
And I'm Leah Lerner. State police say skeletal remains were found over the weekend in an area being searched for a missing Carterville man. No identification has been confirmed, but the area near the Tri-County Fairgrounds in Pena, near the last known location of Danny Crosby. Crosby has been missing for a little more than a year after family reported him missing in March of 2020. No one has heard from him since then. On Friday, Illinois State Police announced they would be searching a new area of Christian County for Crosby after new information came in from a source. Numerous law enforcement agencies partnered in the search, and the skeletal remains were found in a field near the fairgrounds on Saturday. Legislation in the Illinois House aims to get quick information to students suffering from mental health issues. Schools that issue student ID cards for grades 7 through 12 would be required to put information about various suicide hotlines on the back of the card. The idea came from Naperville Central High School student Operna Ramakrishnan, who created the mental health awareness group Beyond Charity. She suffers from anxiety and depression and says it's vital that students know about these resources.
Knowing that there's people there to support you is the one thing that helps a lot of us get through the day, especially for me. And making sure that other students and peers know that is really important so that they know that there's people there to support them, as well as that these helplines are right on the back of your ID card. You don't have to search for them or go through many different websites.
Representative Michelle Mussman of Schaumburg sponsored the bill. It received unanimous support from a House committee. It now moves to the House floor for a vote. Good morning from WSIU. I'm Leah Lerner.